In a sense, it was a very easy decision to make. The council has the water gardens. They are both a unique feature for the towns, like Hemel Hempstead. They aren't repeated in other places. But they are also a key feature of the town centre itself. So, you know, there was never any doubt that they should be replaced or the work shouldn't be done. And we're aware that there was quite a lot of work was needed. But having a project which was seeking to enhance the whole of the town centre, it was very clear that a very important part of that work was going to be the water gardens. Developing Hemel as an attraction for people to visit, for shopping, for leisure, for the whole retail experience. The water gardens had the opportunity to add something that our competitive towns didn't have. And therefore, it was a very simple decision at the early stage that doing something with the water gardens in terms of their restoration was simply a no-brainer, really. There was no alternative. It was something that we felt we needed to do. The alternatives were fairly limited because it's a registered park. Therefore, any work we wanted to do was going to be very much in the guidance of English Heritage at the time, or now Historic England. The restoration had to be very sympathetic to Geoffrey Jellicoe's original design. There weren't going to be lots of options around chopping and changing. It was about ensuring that the original design and legacy we had was enhanced and maintained rather than an alternative scheme being put forward. Through the Hemel Evolution Programme, and prior to that, looking at how the town centre would need enhancing, we had put together a team to do that through our regeneration service, and therefore it was just simply a case of ensuring that that team had the necessary skills and people in place in order to develop the bids and to take forward the scheme. Clearly a lot of the more technical work, environmental impacts and things like that, we have had to use external sources, but we have had a team in place in recognition of the importance of regeneration in improving our town centre, in improving the water gardens and adding to the overall economic viability of our town centre. So we decided several years ago that we would have a team which would work on all of these projects as a team rather than taking, say, the water gardens or the Marlowe's as one-off projects. It was a package and a team was assembled to deliver that. One of the very common comments you get from people today is that town centres are very much the same. You know, the same shops are very much a similar experience. You can visit one, you could visit 10, and by and large you'd be seeing a similar number of shops and you'd have a very similar experience. So what the water gardens adds to us is something that is unique. A good proportion of our car parking is one side of the gardens and the town centre is the other side. So a large number of the visitors to Hemel Town Centre will pass through the gardens. And what we've been conscious of is that there's very little dwell on that journey between the two. It's just simply seen as the shortest path from the car park to the town centre. An important part of this project is to encourage a more leisure-based use of the garden, so people don't just see it as a 50-yard dash from the car to the shop or to the bank or wherever it is they might be going, but somewhere where people would feel more comfortable sitting, relaxing, maybe having a coffee. I know the UK weather can't always be guaranteed to be sunny every day, and there'll be some days when sitting in the gardens won't be very attractive when we're having one of our rainier sessions, but you can have a picture of an enhanced garden on a nice sunny day where people visiting the town centre would see that maybe having a sandwich, having a snack, sitting in the gardens with a coffee, relaxing, reading a book or something for half an hour becomes an integral part of visiting the town centre and part of a more pleasurable experience of using Hemel Hempstead.